Is this Elizabeth tired?
Oh, my God.
I know this.
It must be annoying to have that. It is very annoying.
Yeah, callers, do we have one?
What do they say?
Take this medicine.
Are they identified?
Two are not, this is just a guest, Bert is one of these, and then people listening in.
Uh-huh.
I have popping ears as if I was on an airplane.
Are you really, right now?
You came up a floor.
Altitude, you're at altitude.
I'm at altitude.
Pacific is at sea level.
That's it.
We at least have a few hills where I am.
James, should we go ahead and start? Are we waiting for anybody else?
I.
Kind of quiet, huh? Yeah.
I was, I thought Ann Schneider was going to be joining us as well as,
Maybe Mark Adiego?
Yeah, maybe, but we're at, 1:02, so your call.
You didn't forget that the holiday is over, right?
It's a slow start to my new year.
It's been draggy.
It's been draggy, yeah. And then we had Martin.
Can you see out of that eye very well?
Yeah.
Like it's painful.
So when she gets this, you know that old friend gives that old expression, she gives you the stink eye. Don't look at Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, where did you find this?
So that's why I was maybe not. I was gonna call in.
Yeah. I understand. I understand.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and start?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can catch up because, you know, James, you've put this together. We have an agenda.
It's real basic, but I figured to kind of
structure
it that.
Our call to order, we'll call the meeting to order, and the people who are in attendance are Elizabeth Lewis, Ann Wenger, and Sue DeGree in person. And on the telephone, who all are we talking to?
Bert Devang, SFO Noise.
Grant Wiesman.
Grant?
Ann Schneider.
Hey, Ann, we were wondering if you were going to be able to call in. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, and sorry, I just got out of one meeting, but glad to be here.
That's great. Anyone else?
Justin Cook, HMH.
Oh, Justin, nice to hear from you, too.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. So James has put together this memo that everyone is in receipt of January 12th, and I think we should just let him walk through it and talk to us about it. Let me just, before he does that, kind of set a little bit of the stage. You know, the Cities Association, Andy Jordan, who's the executive director, they've been trying to. We have someone else who joined in.
Hi, Rich Newman, not meaning to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. Nice to hear from you, Rich.
Thanks. I'll be on as long as I can. I may have to zip off. So.
Understand. We're going to try to make this as efficient as possible. The Cities Association of Santa Clara County, they've been trying to pull together a meeting where they will discuss what's going on with their South Bay organization, and they've got a meeting that's scheduled for January 25th. Bert is invited. I think James wants to go. I pinged Andy this morning just to kind of reconfirm for this meeting. My email to her was I told her about the general consensus from the December roundtable meeting that we were going to explore the process of adding two more seats to the roundtable to allow potentially two South Bay elected officials, one from Santa Clara County and one from Santa Cruz County. And just the thought that while they were formalizing their South Bay roundtable, that they would have a voice at our San Francisco roundtable. And I said, of course, if that's not what you guys want to do, then we won't do it. And just to reconfirm, so she emailed me back and thanks for touching base. Exciting news that San Francisco roundtable would allow the South a couple of seats. Their initial thought was that a working group or a subcommittee of the South Bay group and the SFORT faculty would be a way to go. But we would still like us to come and perhaps discuss with the City Association Committee what we're thinking about and get their input, okay? So that's kind of where we are. And we're on target for the January 25th. It's currently scheduled at 7 o'clock from 7 to 9. Of course, we don't have to be there the entire time. They've structured so that we wouldn't have to be. And then they sent out another little blurb this afternoon saying, could we make it earlier? Because Greg Scharf of Palo Alto wants to make it earlier. And of course, Joe Simidian said, no way, 7 o'clock is his only time he can be there because he's got another event between 4 and 6. So that's kind of setting that stage. And now James can talk to us about if we do, in fact, if the South Bay wants to join us, and we really do want to go forward with adding two more seats, this is the mechanisms we have to go follow. Anne, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I was actually just going to ask a follow-up question if you knew, Elizabeth. In terms of that Cities Association of Santa Clara, who is on that group or who comprises that group? Because you mentioned Joe, and I hadn't heard his name in reference to that before.
Right.
So I'm just wondering if you know what the composition is.
So I only know that Andy Jordan, mm-hmm. and she's not an elected official. She is the executive director of the Cities Association. Mm-hmm. I think Marilyn Bernald mm-hmm. is somehow associated with it also. And
Joe?
And I guess Joe, or he was going to be part of this meeting, and that was the first time I heard of that, too.
If I may?
Sure.
Based on notes, you know, from August, I think.
Because you attended?
I attended the meeting. Greg, Marilyn, Donald, the woman, Pat something. Gary, someone. I don't remember who's Gary.
Not Gary Waldeck.
Waldeck.
Was it Gary Waldeck?
Maybe he was there. Yeah, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Larry K.
Larry Klein?
Probably. I can't remember who these people are. So they were forming a subcommittee, from what I remember, and they were going to look into it.
Got it.
Well, the Cities Association is a broader organization,
right.
I think. And so they were.
So they have a subcommittee
to do the
round table formation.
With Greg Scharf, yeah. And they were going to propose something. I think that was the agenda.
I bet if I Googled it right now, we could find it.
Yeah, maybe there is something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Right,
question, did you mean Corey Waldeck, council member from Palo Alto?
Oh, no.
Gary Waldeck.
Gary Waldeck.
Los Altos Hills.
Oh, okay. Very similar names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Well, he was on the select committee. Okay. Anybody else want to? Okay. So, James,
well,
talk to us.
Well, I think I pretty much laid out the most important parts in this memo here. And basically, what I wanted to try to do is just kind of lay out a little bit of the history of how we kind of got here. And more importantly to me is the timeline as far as, you know, executing, you know, any type of MOU amendments and everything on there. But a lot of this I kind of dug out from other meetings that we've had that we've brought up the conversation about amending the MOU, expanding membership. And so, like I said, I just put together kind of a where we started and where we went, and then the last, you know, recent history in regards to the roundtable's conversation about bringing in Palo Alto back in 2015, and last left that conversation in 2016, right at the point of the select committee taking formation. So, so what I tried to do in this memo is do a couple of things. One, I wanted to sort of explain what my job is going to be in getting the roundtable to amending the MOU to increase the membership, the voting membership seats. But also I threw in a couple of other ideas that have come up in the past in regards to sort of reaching the same goals. I know in my recollection in some of these meetings that we've had, We've also wanted to talk about different ways to get to the same goal and objective if we wanted to try to include other municipalities. So those are just kind of some starting points there that if the group does want to discuss other options to look at, that's certainly something to do there. But also, again, sort of, I wanted to make sure that we have a full understanding of what we need to do before proceeding forward with any additional conversations with those municipalities that we want to bring in with County of Santa Clara and County of Santa Cruz, if that's the case.
So James, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Interject here. The estimated timeline on your page 3 of 4, the first paragraph under Esther, you're talking about having this begin at the April meeting. Could this not begin at the February meeting?
No. So here's the way I want to do this, and I've talked to my peers about this. So it's a text amendment that's going to require us to run it through legal, and I think I've tried to make a few, some of the things that we need to have in conversation that I believe that the best next steps would be is that at our February meeting, coming back with the information of what we received from the January 25th meeting with the City Association of Santa Clara. And at that point, I think the roundtable can then direct us to go forward to bring them back the text to have an amendment to go through that step one process, which is a two-thirds majority vote at that April 4th meeting. And then that gives me the appropriate amount of time to be able to go through County Council for review of that. I believe we may also want to have that reviewed by the city or by the County of Santa Clara's council, and then also kind of discuss internally, since we have a contract with the airport to provide services, that we want to make sure that, that does not change in our agreement, which has us provide 50% of a planner's time for that. So there's a few of those things that I want to make sure that we have those conversations before putting that text amendment in front of the roundtable that unfortunately I just won't be able to have in the next 2.5 weeks. So
okay.
That's why I laid that timetable out. I know it's a little more than what was anticipated, but I just feel like those are the necessary steps that we have, and that's also the advisement that I received from my superiors when I brought this up. So I just want to make sure that this goes through the right process and I have the appropriate amount of time to be able to accomplish that.
Elizabeth, I had a follow-up question.
Sure.
On the timeline, James, the one thing that I didn't see is the, if we go the route, obviously, of looking at two new members that we were talking about, that, and you discussed this, I think, in our last meeting, our December meeting, that it will require the approval of each one of our local municipalities,
yeah, and
as
so,
well. So that timeline is the one that I don't see here, or at least some.
I made a guess. I think, where did I put this? I said approximately 6 months, late 2018. Now, this is where I'm going to have to put it on to the roundtable members to rally and take to their council and put on their agenda. So it could be less than that,
mm-hmm.
But that's just, it's in the next paragraph. So that's the part that's something that I will need to have the roundtable members brief and present that to their councils to have that approved. So it could certainly take less time than what I'm guessing at 6 months, but.
You also referenced, and this is part of what I was, a second part of that same question, when you say additional staff time, since you're our part-time staff person, do you feel like that's going to allow you, do you have enough bandwidth is probably the better way to phrase the question.
Well, on the onset of adding two more members, it may not seem like it's quite a lot more people to coordinate with. What concerns me is sort of the other things that we talked that I've mentioned in here. Our questions is, are we keeping the same meeting location? If we are, then that doesn't change a whole lot. But I don't know if that's a topic of conversation, that if we are going further south, I don't know if that's something that, comes up. I mean, so there are some variables in there that assuming that, everything stays the same, I initially don't see that being a change, but I definitely do want to have that conversation about,
So Anne, did you want to say something?
Well, James was reading my mind, because if membership shifts anywhere, is that going to change the meeting location? And I cannot speak for my fellow council members, but I know that Mary Griffin, sorry to use this card, but when I was speaking with her just before she passed away, and she was one of the originators of the roundtable, she considered one of her best successes as a Board of Supervisor member was to get this meeting, this group, up near the airport and basically in Millbrae. So she's gone now, but she considered this very important in keeping here close to the airport, close to where the action is.
Certainly.
As opposed to moving it anywhere else.
And I really agree with you on that. And when it was first formed in 1981, and I think James did the little history really pretty clearly, the first group of cities and what it was formed for were really specific airport-centric noise issues of the cities close at hand. So I agree, and I think that I've got some nodding heads here. Anne, would you like to?
Yeah, from a practical perspective, I don't think we see any reason to immediately change that. And I'm not sure I would even in the future. But I mean, again, it's all issues related to the airport.
Yeah.
So I think people are willing to come from, you know, we're at the bottom of the county. So we're
we're coming up.
And that's not a problem, and I would expect Santa Clara and Santa Cruz, while it's a bigger hall for Santa Cruz, if they want to be have an active participation, they'll make that effort.
And I don't know, maybe I'm not thinking this completely through, but it seems that this additional two members could potentially just be a temporary, you know, deal. How long will it take them we really don't know, to get their South Bay group together, right? Linda, do you have any insight on that? Or I don't know, it just...
Well, that's actually an interesting question, because it's a chicken egg cart horse thing about which thing should happen first. Because I think there's a concern that maybe... This is Linda, by the way, from Supervisor Pine's office. I came in late. There's a concern that maybe adding seats is cart before the horse, not to mix all my metaphors, before they create their organization. Because, by the way, there's going to have to be a process as to how they select the member that's representing however many jurisdictions. Who knows what jurisdiction that is? Is it the Santa Clara Board of Supervisors, or is it the Council of Cities, or is it a combination of those? Like, they'll have to sort that out. And they don't have a mechanism to do that. So I missed part of your brief, Elizabeth, on what the status of the Santa Clara Cities initiative is, but it sounds like it's not quite formulated itself.
I think we'll know more on January 25th, and I think they'll know more on January, you know, because this meeting has, we first were going to go in October, and we
right.
did.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think we can always reliably punt it to them as a starting point. And I think it may actually help them in the sense that, you know, as they are forming, the question in my mind has always been, are they focused on San Jose or are they focused on San Francisco and San Jose?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we're potentially including two of their members, one from each county, however they pick that, on the San Francisco roundtable, what position does that leave them in relative to their need to have a San Jose roundtable? And I don't know if they know the answer to that, but certainly to the extent that they have the opportunity to now formally participate on the roundtable, it might help them. It should.
My sense is that they are going to want to have all their cities in their county are going to want to have some kind of a seat at a South Bay table.
At a South Bay table.
That's my sense.
Would make sense. Yeah.
But again, I don't know.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Back to your question of if the SFO Noise Roundtable adds new members, I would imagine that it's forever. Now, maybe the issues that most concern them get resolved through NextGen but I would imagine that they'll stay as members, but as their concerns go back, they might be like the San Francisco supervisor. They may stop sending someone. Would that become a quorum problem? It's lovely to have the San Francisco supervisor back because it helps, it just helps all the way around.
Yeah.
And we're so big that two people not showing up probably wouldn't hurt a quorum, but it's an issue that if they're being accepted, they have to accept the responsibility that until we then change the bylaws again to drop them, they're with us.
Well, and I would think that
they'd be on board.
They would definitely be on board.
I think the good news is what San Francisco signaled to your point, Anne, is that I think this is going to be an issue going forward. And if anything, there'll be more pressure to add members than to worry about attendance, at least I think, just given the number of issues related to the noise.
I just want to make sure that we're clear in that. And in that case, given that my first couple of meetings had people from Kensington, basically from the Oakland airport, the pressure has continued coming from south of us. But those people, I'm sorry, that word, those, have we thought about Alameda County then? I mean, if we're going to open it up to two, what about Alameda County? Because they have a lot of flights coming over for them from SFO.
Well, they have a forum, the Oakland Forum, already, and there is a place where they can go on their...
And I hear you, and I understand. I'm not necessarily advocating. At the same time, isn't it important then to have an entity where there are representatives from everybody in the Megaplex?
You know, I think that's almost a chicken and egg issue as well, and in the sense that there has been a lot of discussion, because remember that we contextually thought maybe there was going to be a successor to the select committee that was continuing on, and that had that occurred, I had agreed with you, I agree that it would have been more of a Metroplex issue and potentially Alameda would have entered the fray, but they have heretofore not been active participants. You know, one or two people have showed up, but at this point, I think even trying to just do this first step is a really important one for us to potentially, you know, debate today and obviously come forward with our recommendation back to the...
I hear you. I'm the one that's least likely to be in favor of adding people. So I'm just throwing it out there.
Sure.
On there. I had another thought, and this isn't really with the rules. It's more the training. I appreciate the fact that when I came on board 2 years ago, I had a tour of the airport that we got to go and listen to APUs. We got to go and see the different runways. And I actually, because the progress seminar was coming up, I went and sat in Scotts Valley to listen to noise. And I went and sat in some of the other communities trying to hear the noise that people were coming to the roundtable for. Do you think if we're adding new people, we can include a training program for people quite a ways from us to come and listen to the various types of noise? That would make me more comfortable with adding people that they understand that this isn't just a next gen problem.
So James, I mean, every year we have an influx of new roundtable members. And
right. But that's the training inside that room, inside the airport. There is nothing like actually hearing it for yourself.
So as Elizabeth was saying, like every year we do try to have a noise 101. And I know that Bert and his team were looking at sort of streamlining the different modules that they had there. But it is certainly something that's been on my mind also on how to make the training a little bit more, shall I say, attractive, because it's been difficult in the past to get a lot of new members to go. And often we feel we're at a disadvantage halfway through a year when we're having to back up and explain things. So sort of as a side note, Anne, I am looking at bringing up the Noise 101 topic again with Bert and his team for sometime this spring, because I'm already aware that I think we're going to have, so far from my own knowledge, two new members swapping out. So I feel like we need to try to be on top of that before at least our April meeting. So we'll certainly take that in mind.
Okay. If I can chime in, I don't know if these two members, but Glenn Sylvester and John Mullins both asked to be put on the notification.
I think Bert went above and beyond for those of us in Millbrae. Two of my fellow council members, the three of us had this tour, which was fantastic. And I'm also a visual learner. I guess you could say, at least for airport noise, an audio learner can really help.
Well, the other thing they have is the TRACON tour as well, which is terrific.
Right, and I'm just recovering from surgery, so I missed that one. But the next time it's offered, I'm there. Even as an alternate, I'm there.
Yeah, that's an every year one, too.
But I think, Anne, if I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think the issue you're getting at has to do with the quote-unquote dilution of, for lack of a better word, North County concerns.
Well, if you want me to be really blunt and forgive me, there are various different types of noise, and the bulk of the people who've come and spoken to us have been talking about in-flight noise, and James and I have had an email on this, and that noise is bad, but there's a bunch of other noise, and South County people may have never, ever in their life been to San Bruno, or they've never sat at Tamfran Shopping Center and heard the Gap departures. I think it can be helpful if we're looking at this as a regional issue to understand the entire region. I just came from a meeting talking about TODs, and we all know how difficult, well, maybe not everybody, given where you live, but how difficult it is to get our populations to understand that we're trying to do mixed-use projects on transportation corridors. But one of the best ways of getting the people who are concerned and is to take them out and show them some examples and to provide them with data on how well it's working. So I was talking this morning about how we need to do some tours for veterans housing, for example, so people can see that it's not a housing project, meaning derogatory. So I just want to make sure that these South County and Santa Cruz County people know what's going on in North County, North San Mateo County.
I think you can rely that we're going to make that happen. I think all of us have become much more proficient on the issues surrounding all of the communities that are affected by SFO. You know, I think, again, all the way from all of the ground-based noise to the air arrival departure, because obviously the group started as a departures oriented group, and that's never been lost.
No.
So.
And noise associated on the ground.
Right.
You know, with the community. And I think IVAR and the San Francisco Airport are trying to readdress some of those issues with the, you know, insulation and other mitigation that have nothing to do with the South Bay, South County.
Yep.
So before we go too far, run out of time, I'm still puzzled. I would like an answer somewhere along the line. We're going through the history about how we started, and I know in the roundtable we always talk about Oakland and San Jose, but are we ever going to be told that we can't talk about those things? Because I really think we need to be able to talk about San Francisco Airport as well as Oakland, San Jose, and I think Half Moon Bay and San Carlos are going to get bigger. I know people say, how is that possible? But who would have thought what happened at San Carlos could have happened? So I want to make sure that we really can be continuing to discuss Oakland, San Jose, and the others. Because I don't see it in print somewhere that that's in our MO. I want somebody coming around saying, you can't. Because I remember being at the first meeting of the Select Committee when Smithian did say, we may not talk about Oakland, period. And I'm going like, oh,
well,
don't tell me that.
But that was a very unique situation.
Okay. Yeah, but nothing's in print, so I'm a little worried.
No. Well, understand. I guess I understand your. Anne, help me out here, because the Select Committee had
a broader scope.
Actually, very specific. It was very specific. The Congress made it.
Yeah, but I'm in broader groups that was part of it.
Yeah.
So that it embraced some of the. It was much more of what you're talking about, which is a Metroplex approach.
Yes.
which is a metroplex.
But do we have that anywhere?
We don't yet. We really
don't. I'm just afraid that that's going to come up someday. It hasn't, which I'm happy. And we have FAA, we have Congress people.
Right.
It has not been happening. But, you know, my knowledge, Oakland and San Jose, just like San Francisco, there's no cap on how many new flights and how many new companies.
No.
There's no caps.
Right.
And so I don't want them to turn around and say, well, that's none of your business. You're over there and you were created for. And because that affects my thinking even now. But what I'm hearing, because, you know, in the beginning, I was very, very worried about this dilution mm-hmm. of services for those of us that are already on the San Francisco Roundtable. Mm-hmm. So then I had a broader perspective as like, yeah, the more the merrier. Well, now I'm back to my worried about having units of decision making too big. And yes, dilution can happen and you can totally get lost, or you can be, if not diluting forever, having to prioritize because of time. And then the other people are like, well, wait a minute, whichever direction that is. So I'm back, and I have to say that during the vacation or since the last meeting that we had, I've been hearing from my own constituents mm-hmm. and constituents of other cities, because they seem to come to Pacifica to vent. It's fine. I mean, I get to know what my neighbors are thinking. Yeah, so we have Daly City, South City, Brisbane, Mid-Coast, and Brisbane. And they're more of the mind of stay focused here on what you already have.
Yep.
So kind of that's where I am right now. And then when we talk about the RAPC, I'm terrible with letters.
RAPC
of ABAG. Is that the same organization we once spoke about that attempted to be created years ago and
really
never got anywhere?
But I'm
curious as to why something like that, when it happened, maybe it wasn't reasonable, but maybe now. But I don't know enough about it to push that, but I think it kind of dovetails with number three. Where, what's his name? How do you say
Asha?
His last name? Yeah.
Asha?
What his position was, which was more of SFO have a strong subcommittee.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the subcommittees mm-hmm. that represent the various, whoever they are, the Oaklands, the South
right.
Cities.
Right.
I'm thinking even
because
Santa Cruz.
Have them
Could meet on a regular basis. So we all kind of know what the issues are of each other.
Well, you can envision a scenario, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think what we're trying to do is to say, in the round table, the issues obviously extend beyond what the original counties were to some degree, obviously.
Yeah.
And so there will be no less focus on anything related to all of our communities that are in it now. But there will be a somewhat expanded focus, obviously, for those who are further south but have the same. They're basically all linked. It's, you know, if Surfer's coming up, it's coming in over Portola Valley, too.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
I was just thinking when I was teaching, when you had 28, and then you had 35 and 42 and 50, big difference.
Oh, yeah. And I think that frankly.
No matter how well-intentioned you are.
If the Cities Association gets formed and they start focusing on the issues specific to the San Jose here, you know, we'll call it the San Jose Airport. Oakland has their own.
Mm-hmm.
We have one now that's going to have potentially some expanded size and scope, but clearly even within the Metroplex, the behemoth is still San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the big gun airport of the three,
mm-hmm.
and the other's too small.
Yeah, I don't think Oakland's going to take over.
No, I think just pure size San Francisco. Bert, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know about the plans of expansion elsewhere, will always be the dominant airport. But the groups can coordinate, and because they're formed, it'll be easier than it has been in the past. Because
I'm definitely in favor of groups forming. I'm just concerned about FFORT being the repository of instead of groups.
Yeah, you know, and who knows? There could be a congressional overlay at some point again. It's hard to predict. I mean, that's kind of.
Mm-hmm. And by that, you mean like
if our congressional representatives, as they did with the formation of the Select Committee, enough pressure arises from the various entities or, you know, all parts of this area, they may, you know, put enough pressure on to start the next generation of whatever that might be.
Yeah, and the I just want to dovetail on what you were saying about San Francisco Airport is the behemoth. When the roundtable was formed in 81 and even expanded in 1990, Santa Clara and Santa Cruz, they were not bothered by the flights very much at all. It was just not that big of a deal. But now it's expanded, and so it is San Francisco Airport. And to have them be part of our discussions, and I think that we can divide and conquer within our larger roundtable population by having separate groups that focus on their separate issues, like our technical working groups, arrivals, departures, or ground-based noises, so that those people, and that makes every member of the roundtable more invested, because I've been on the roundtable a long time, and so have you. But in the a long time ago, people would just come and they'd sit there, and it was like
nobody did anything.
It was, you know.
But we didn't have Next Gen either.
No. But there were lots of things that were going on that people were really unhappy with. But the roundtable being so big and dividing it up into smaller ad hoc committees. For there's like special interest groups, you know, to work on projects. I think you'll never lose sight of what your issues are, you know.
So that has, granted, because I'm not convinced yet, but it's only been 20 minutes, right?
Compared
with my weeks of coming in here.
Having two, you know, additional members from the South Bay, you know, would tip
anything,
well, anything
yeah.
over.
Won't tip anything.
Won't tip the scale.
So, and we have constituents in the cities, like I told you, who already show up and they know that it's coming on our Pacifica agenda. So they were not totally in force, but very varied representation the last meeting. And I expect an interesting group on January 22nd. And I don't know what my council is going to say.
So you have an agenda item about this?
We have an agenda item, not about all this. We have an agenda item. It's okay. We're listening to our constituents. They are saying this is a health issue. City Council, what are you going to do? And we expect you to do something of some kind of intelligence or compassion, that you hear us. And you have council members who state that the SFO roundtable is milk toast. So he's on council. What's he going to say when the time gets to expound?
Sure.
One of the things.
You have that agenda?
Yes, it's online now. You can go to Pacifica's agenda.
You've brought that issue to the fore for a while.
The health issue, which is
terrific. Yeah. And mm-hmm. Anne's brought backblast. I mean, there's ground-based mm-hmm. noise issues. And I think, to Elizabeth's point, in my mind, one of the subcommittees that we potentially should consider forming mm-hmm. on the roundtable is health,
mm-hmm.
and you can take great credit for having been the lead advocate for that for a long time. No, but I mean, you can truthfully go back to your community as supported by your roundtable members.
My community wants
it.
As what we're doing, what we're starting to look at, because I think it is increasing issue of great importance.
Well, yeah. We talked about having a panel, a health panel, you know, mm-hmm. and we say this is what we're doing.
Yeah. That you,
Elizabeth.
And?
Sorry. I'm just trying to get into the queue here. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, my turn. I like the way the conversation's going. Elizabeth, you had earlier said that we had, you know, the arrivals and the departures. To my knowledge, we've never had a ground noise working group. I'm keen on that one. I love the idea. I love the idea of a health one. You know, I do have constituents who are concerned about all the soot that falls on us, and I would imagine Burlingame does too, because on those bad weather days when the airplanes take off right on top of us, when they're using 19, they're coming right over Millbrae, Burlingame, and then over Pacifica. Of course, that's the same thing that San Bruno is dealing with, and Daly City and South City with gap departure. So the health issue, I think, would make a lot of our people feel really comfortable. I mean, I know health will affect everybody. The health issue, will it go beyond just noise? Will it include particulate matter? as a
those, all those are really good questions to flesh out. So let's just kind of keep it at a really top level here. We're not going to drill down and create these.
So I'm thinking that if, for example, I was the swing vote on adding people or not, if I knew that the agendas, the roundtable agendas, would include a report out by subcommittees that are a little bit more regional, then I could be more open to allowing new members in. As I said, I'd actually be open to allowing Alameda County in too, to be honest, because I think that we're all in it together.
At our door, though.
No, I can wait for it too, but you know, I'm trying to keep an open mind here. I know from some of my other council members that there is concern. Ken Ibarra and I talked about it because Ken's off now, so there'll be a new San Bruno person no matter what. And we're concerned. We're just concerned that we're going to get lost.
So I'm going to chime in with just a little bit of a tangent here, but and this is going to be something that I'll be bringing up regardless of this. So one of the things that the roundtable is, in my opinion, sort of lost is sticking to a work plan. And when I came on board, I remember that we had normal items that were on the work plan. Whether we had any update on them or not, they were on the agenda regardless. So what they did is they provided some consistent reporting mechanism that people didn't feel like you're not talking about it or I'm being passed up from this particular area. And so every year we work on the work plan to sort of outline some of the broader areas that we want to work on during the year. And most of the time, pretty much everything that we talk about fits into one of those buckets. So I recall a time when that was always a standing item on the agenda, the work plan. And that allowed us to sort of drill down, report on certain items, get back to people based off what we heard last time, so on and so forth. However, NextGen sort of steamrolled that out the gate shortly after I got started. So since then, we've been not necessarily sticking to that. So one of my goals for this year is to get the roundtable back on that track. Mm-hmm. That way, you know, there are items that we've put onto the work plan that does bring up, you know, ground-based, you know, and all these other areas that I want to make sure that people who are coming to the meetings knows that that's on our radar in one form or another. And whether we have any new information report or not, you know, there's a bucket in there. There's a notch in there. They know that they have not been forgotten about that. So at our February meeting, I'll probably make mention that starting with April, we're going to go back to a work plan item based agenda. And not to forget that we're still working on the initiative documents and everything, but guess what? A piece of our work plan is the initiative docs. So there is a placeholder for what we're currently primarily focused on right now. So I just kind of wanted to mention that a little bit, because if that is something that is an item of concern in bringing on additional members, or the case may be, regardless where that happens or not, I'd like us to get back to a more structured agenda that goes back to the work plan that lets everybody know we're still working on something there. So that's a sort of something that's coming.
Well, I think we've kind of covered a broad brush here, but creating more subcommittees, specific subcommittees in our work plan, maybe at our next work plan committee meeting, of which I think you are, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, I'm part of that.
And offer additional people and outline that and figure out what other committees do we really want to focus on, ground-based, with Ann being the subcommittee chair and Sue being the health, and then, you know. But
I would love it. I think that sounds great, Elizabeth.
Take the responsibility and take ownership of it. Make things happen, and we'll schedule when things have to be reported out on.
And I think it will help. I mean, I can't speak for the other cities, but I know that I'm supposed to go meet with Brisbane. I think it will make all of us feel more comfortable.
Good. Well, that's a great goal. Linda?
I have a question. Well, maybe it's not a question. I wonder if we could just think through the other, James laid out three options for accommodating the mm-hmm. South Bay representative, and it might be worth.
I was going to come back to that mm-hmm. myself. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Just to, because if the goal is to ally on the issues where we cross over, but not necessarily take on, let's say, San Jose related issues, do some of the other models accomplish those goals without activating these concerns?
Without
expanding, doing the administrative
right.
work that's required to bring them on as full members.
I think they're kind of different issues. I mean, as I sort of dissect them, because I think if we look at how we may recast some of the working groups, and either, as you said, James, and I completely agree, we're making sure that it's all within the work plan. And I think clearly on the South Bay arrivals bucket, let's put it that way, you know, that's the one that's probably most is going to be the most impacted by the potentially two new members. And I think we all realize, coming from the Select Committee in particular, and just based on our meetings with the participation of all the communities coming from the South, that it's a reasonable add, and they're clearly going to be more focused on those issues. But I would expect, as all of us who come from the South Bay are, it doesn't divorce me from being interested in the health and the even ground-based noise and other, you know, one of the committees in the back of my mind is what I'll call the TRACON committee, which is the people who are really focused on communicating with Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And so there's a series of things that I think we can look at how we could recast ourselves to be more efficient, mm-hmm. and they'll take more resources. So I view mm-hmm. that having two more members is going to potentially help us, because you guys all know mm-hmm. we're amongst the people that are in a lot of these subcommittee mm-hmm. meetings.
Yeah.
You guys are ledge and, you know, mm-hmm. and operations and work plan and da 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 da, and we'll need more help.
Yeah.
If we're going to be effective, we're going to need more help.
Right.
So
that's because you've made it so fun. But you know, the other thing to throw in mind, because I asked James, now that at least temporarily I'm the alternate for airport noise, that and Annie Oliva will be stepping in as the regular, but James has said that I can continue on subcommittees, because there's such a big learning curve for this committee. I'm a little scared for Millbrae, so I'm glad that James said that I can continue working on it, because I'm the alternate for Peninsula Clean Energy, and I don't stay up with it unless I'm going to be there. So mm-hmm. you might be able to get other cities' alternates who really like this stuff. I hate to say that I really like noise, but I really enjoy this community.
Watch, which is a...
You know, and I think the trick... thank you, Anne, for that. And we will need your help with the subcommittee. The TRACON, that I think is going to be a really important push on that, because it seems to me from SAM that a lot of our remediation, it can come more quickly if we work with those guys and stay on top of them, work with Kirby, Dave Kirby? Yeah, you know, to help them fly the procedures that are supposed to be flown correctly, and you know, be aware. So I think that's
well, and they've shown a
yeah.
willingness to work, came coming
optimism
and optimism gave us a much needed shot of optimism.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
even though the FAA wasn't responsive at the national level per se, that locally they were listening.
Yeah.
So I personally think we should continue with the idea of allowing two new members. Obviously, I've felt that way for a while, and in this case, because of the fact that we have, I think, a lot of work to do,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're going to need a lot of people to do it, and it ends up being pretty much a pretty small group most of the time.
Yeah.
And we're glad you're staying involved, Anne,
yeah.
because there's not enough resources. I look at it as we're resource poor, and James, you may be similarly resource poor. I mean, that's another issue potentially to look at at some point.
So Linda, you said there were three alternatives. We've got the expansion, we've got the ASHA
liaison, and the joint meetings. I think you were just with the three that he outlined, right?
Yeah, I mean, there could be others.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've always just felt that if somebody's spending the time and energy to be in, you know, to really be a part of the group, they should have the vote.
Well, and I think that they will want to feel like they have a vote. You know,
right.
They can come and speak at the roundtable as a public speaker, you know, to try to sway the vote. But if you're a voting member.
Don't
really, so that's kind of where I come from. And,
well, it definitely is different when you're only there to speak. And hopefully this way, too, that they will see how big the issues are. They'll mm-hmm. see the whole reason. Mm-hmm.
So we'll know more January 25th. And just open-handedly, you know, say, I'd like to get a better calendar timeline that's graphic and not just text. So if we can kind of, you know, what has to go first and when. What triggers this and the timing. Because that may just put them off completely. They, you know, if we start this like today or tomorrow, you know, as quickly as we can, this is the fastest that we can actually make this happen. But you're certainly welcome to come and be part of the roundtable meetings, but I mean, as a public person, but I don't know.
Do we need out of this group today to make a recommendation to the full roundtable of which approach we think we should be taking? Or is it
I wanted to have this discussion mm-hmm. before the 25th
sure,
happened.
Sure.
Then after that.
It may be based on their input. If
right,
they say, no way, Jose, or, you know, it doesn't
right.
work.
So my thought, unless you have something different, is that based off the 25th, we can debrief the roundtable,
mm-hmm.
debrief them on this conversation,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and kind of go from there. And that's kind of why I structured that I'm not going to have a text amendment ready to go.
Sure,
right
sure.
Then and there. What I would want is confirmation given to the roundtable. Yes, they're definitely interested. Now let's take a vote to send James
good.
Back to get all the texts to bring it back on April.
Oh, good. So we'll get an official vote in February.
No, your guys are taking action.
Like taking a temperature.
Well,
that's what we kind of did.
Yeah, we did.
December.
That's why I was wondering if we, I mean, the other alternative, James, and it would still fit with your schedule. It wouldn't change your schedule in the sense that if we came back and said, this group is recommending that we add two members. Then we go down to the city select committee meeting in a few weeks or next week, 2 weeks from now. And there's something that derails that, which I'm guessing won't happen. All we would say to them is, are you interested? And then it's up to you to figure out
mm-hmm.
who from your two counties, however you
want
to select. That's them for them to determine and figure out. And then we come back to the roundtable and the next meeting, in the February meeting, and report to say it's a go so far. There, you know, it's a go because this committee is recommending, and as well, we're hearing positive things from the Santa Clara, Santa Cruz side of this. Then we can have the discussion again at the roundtable because it usually takes more than one to make sure that there's pretty good that there's support amongst the members, and then you can go back and say, okay, fine, now I'll draft. Well, yeah, it's a similar thing, really. I don't think it's that different.
But at least we would have a formal action because we couldn't take a formal action in December because it wasn't agendized, but
right.
it was part of.
But now we can have
up,
a vote
right?
that says we want to do this.
Do we have time to put that on the agenda?
Yeah, you have time to put it on the agenda. I want to set the expectation that I'm not going to have.
Okay.
No.
So it's definitely on the agenda, and I'm going to rely on you guys to be, okay, we've had this meeting. I'll probably put in some summary of what we've finished up here, but because the meeting's on the 25th, I'm not sure I'll have enough time to update that. So I think from that point, it'll be more of a verbal.
But Zach, an oral update.
Right. So it'll be a briefing and based off of what that is, and then, I mean, you'd still get
it right.
But make it so that we can take action.
Yes, it will be an action item, and right. the action item would be, say, proceed forward with prepare all the documents to give
exactly.
a blessing
exactly.
on it. So,
I think what will be needed at either the next meeting is just what you were saying before, is, and you described the last
yeah.
meeting. Here's what we have to do. You all have to go back to your, yeah, the timeline isn't too big. I mean, there's
again, the big variable for me, I mean, yes, I know we have to wait for the text amendment for April. After that, the variable is going to be put onto the cities. So we just need to make sure
well,
that the members
Yeah, that we're driving it.
Right.
Yeah, it's up to the members.
So that's the only...
Well, and that's why, and that's what you need to, we'll explain in the next February meeting, is to say, you know, when we are signing off on this, or we're all agreeing
you're
to it...
You're in agreement that...
We need
you're,
two-thirds, right?
And we should...
We don't need a unanimous, right?
Two-thirds.
We need 15 yeah, two-thirds.
Affirmative at the meeting.
Yeah. So that everybody understands that it's all in our courts.
Okay.
I mean, we all have to go back to our communities.
All right, so I will put a more visual timeline calendar to have in the memo to the group.
I had a question, Elizabeth. So this ad hoc committee, we're not voting because I haven't spoken with San Bruno or South City or Brisbane. I don't want to make them think that I said, oh, they're okay with this without talking to them. I can talk to them and say I'm feeling more comfortable, but we're not voting right now. We're talking about voting at the round table in February.
Right.
Well, I bet.
Okay.
But we are.
Yeah, I don't want them to feel like they've been blindsided.
Well, but so in a sense, we're getting,
we're making a recommendation. I mean, but you're not acting on their behalf.
No, obviously I'm not acting on their behalf. I know that there are concerns and I think it would work better in terms of acceptance, if we don't make them feel like it's a fait accompli come February, whatever, February 2nd or 3rd, whatever the date is.
No. Supervisor Pine still has concerns. So there may be a lot of members who do, and maybe that's the purpose of the thing.
I mean, if we said what we agreed to today, I think I'm comfortable with this, is we agreed to go forward looking into this. I'm okay with that now. Whereas in December, I'm like, ooh.
Well,
so
I think we're a little past looking into it. I mean, we're coming in and saying that at this point, we want to have the round table. We're opening up the discussion to the full round table membership for potentially a discussion and vote on whether we want to proceed with the idea of allowing two new members.
But by doing that, we're also incorporating what James had said, is getting the round table to be more responsive to its full work plan as opposed to just responding to the FAA. Really what I think is.
I just want to, and can we just stop that for a second? Because that was not on our agenda about the work plan.
Gotcha. Sure they don't feel like we are jamming it down their throats. I don't think that will go well.
No, and I don't think we're jamming anything down anybody's throats, because at the February meeting, they will have the opportunity to hear our recommendation. And from the majority, we could take a little vote with this subcommittee here. There's how many of us? There's four of us on the committee, correct? But Mark Adiago was supposed to, and who else was?
I tried to get Terry O'Connell from Brisbane, but she didn't.
Yeah.
But okay.
But of
those present, you have
of to those present, maybe I think we have at least a majority, or maybe we don't.
Well, I think you have to tell me exactly how you're wording this, because I can go either way.
That we're recommending to the roundtable body to agree to expand the roundtable by two seats.
I don't think I'm ready for that.
Okay.
I think how it was expressed a few minutes ago was we're recommending to the roundtable that we open the discussion of that.
See, and that what Sue
so
just said
on an action item on that date as to yes, go forward, no, or go back to staff and answer these questions, because I think there will be a riot.
Really?
Yes. If we say we're, I'm not ready to recommend that myself.
Okay.
You know, I've told you my reasons.
Yeah.
Now, and I've heard some things today that actually make me go again more towards, I have.
Well, I guess the question then is when do we get to?
Yeah.
A point. I mean, again, it's always a sort of chicken and egg, even in our process.
Right.
You know, it's sort of because the discussions that happened at all of our councils that really are the ones that matter are the ones when somebody makes a motion, you know, where you'll make a motion to whatever, approve the budget or whatever. I'm just picking something different. And that's when the discussion gets really robust. Mm-hmm. And it sometimes you don't end up taking the vote that night. You know, you'll table it and you'll say, all right, let's continue it because we want more information from staff, or we want something additional. And, you know, and everybody can have a different perspective, and that may well happen here too, where we could certainly have that discussion open in advance of a vote, if you will, or an action, or potentially a motion, because somebody has to make the motion. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the room and there's no, and it's clear that there's not enough information or disagreement or confusion, likely that wouldn't get made. Mm-hmm.
Are we not saying the same thing?
Yeah, we are. And that's what, but we need to have it. We need to have the possibility that if we can have the discussion and it's a good discussion and everybody comes away with enough information to make their decision.
So I just want to say something, okay? We're going to go to the January 25th Cities Association meeting based on the informal nod of everybody's head.
Not binding.
You know, that, and we're going to offer the opportunity for two additional seats, which is what we talked about
right. in December.
December.
We did. And
everybody
so
went.
There was
consensus.
There was consensus.
But, I mean, so, was it clear the consensus
have
was?
15 affirmative.
Well, no, we didn't take the vote, but from my recollection, that the concerns that were raised were just more of a things to think about, which was, do we might need additional meetings to cover more topics?
Did you need more staff time? Location?
Stuff like that, which was very, you know, wasn't, again, from my recollection, a direct no, but these are things, and that's kind of why I wanted reflected in here, saying, all right, these are things we want to think about.
Mm-hmm.
As we're looking into that, because that's basically what I took from our meeting,
yeah,
as far as what might be some initial feedback on it.
And so then the reason this ad hoc committee was set up was so that we would completely understand the mechanics of doing that, not necessarily all the alternatives, but actually the mechanics of doing this in the timeline. Now,
I think we better review that though. Okay?
A formal board action has to be made. And so that would give us, you know, the opportunity to say, so if that's really kind of, you know, what we're doing is backtracking, then we can't go to the January 25th meeting and say, you know, hey, da 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 da. Yeah.
I'm more where Sue is on this, but is there a way, but I am open to seeing if, well, doesn't Santa Clara County already, haven't they already asked us for a seat at the table? That was my first vote as a new member.
I'm not as a county. Palo Alto is the only one who's ever asked us directly.
Right.
Okay. And then there's Santa Cruz. Can we, I'm trying to think of the rules here. Can we, the four of us, agree to approach the other counties and ask if they are truly, really, truly interested, in which case we will bring it back to the full round table? Sue, would we be comfortable with that? That way I'm not throwing Millbrae's hat in against where South City or Brisbane might be.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to go talk to the cities association meeting on January 25th.
But do you need a vote for that, Elizabeth? Because I'm okay with going and asking if they're truly interested, in which case we would make the effort.
Well, that will be how it would have to be presented, that there was a general consensus, but not an affirmative vote. And we are, you know, wanting to kind of see where you are in the process of developing your South Bay roundtable. and the possibility of adding two new members to our roundtable, maybe in the interim. I don't, somehow I just so that they feel like they have, that we're opening up the roundtable to realize that this is a regional issue. It's not just a San Mateo County issue. That's my perspective.
I mean, I share, obviously, Elizabeth's views, because I heard at that meeting in December, a consensus on the roundtable saying, we're interested in doing this. And this subcommittee was, you know, to discuss these issues, which we've done, I think, very fully.
So the way you just expressed it, though, was not the way I was hearing it before.
So before today, you mean?
Seconds ago. Yes.
Well, I think...
And I think for preciseness, too, because I have to answer the people, is going back and listening to the meeting to determine how we actually...
where we ended up with.
Yeah, and what consensus means, what? Was it the 15...
I think it was pretty. I think it was consensus.
Some people are not going to be on the board because of elections and all, you know, and changes in January.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you just expressed it says to me, well, there's a general consensus, which is not saying to the South County,
obviously,
hey, it's a done deal.
No, but I could never do that because
right.
we didn't have an that's agendized
right.
action
right.
item.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Right.
So that would never.
Okay. Yeah, just so I'm just trying to make sure that, yeah, because when
there's,
it comes down to it, I'm going to have to be really precise on, you know, well, what the heck did that mean?
Oh, yeah.
But the way you just expressed
that
was caught.
Right. No, I know exactly how it's got to be presented because
Because I'm vague on what the heck we really ended up with.
In December?
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, I'm not either.
Very clear.
Yeah,
action,
right?
Legal vote because it wasn't agenda.
Well, that's what I'm saying actually is that there was
no
vote.
No.
It was like okay, instead of my case, instead of being totally against it, I am now leaning towards it.
Yeah.
Although
okay.
In the meantime, I'm going back the other direction. But
we'll keep it
right. You can keep doing that.
I am still
going
to do that.
Yeah, right. Until it comes time to.
Well, and it is times like I haven't heard from my own council for sure. I already know that one council member.
Well, there's so many steps that we'll have to go through. I mean, there are going to be so many points along
the
way.
Yeah, so this is not happening
exactly.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. No, because your community or Ann's community or my community could say no. We could all go back to our communities and say, they'd say, we don't want to do
but
that.
In my perspective, it's not time to be bringing the council this information yet,
right.
Because it's not fully blown.
No,
not fully blown.
The plan's not fully blown.
Fully articulated.
Yeah.
Fully fleshed out or whatever.
Developed.
Developed. That's better.
Developed.
So,
yeah. And I think we have variables coming from the other side that we don't even know.
Right.
Santa Clara could say, or Santa Cruz and say,
yeah, that's Toluca for us.
Whatever. So I think that the goal here is that. If we are able, we will go on the 25th, the meeting happens, and if they have a way of telling us what their timing might be, because they may say to us, it's going to be 6 months till we can tell you who it is.
Okay.
Then.
Or like you say, they may even say, we don't want this. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then we're not going to go forward unless we know they want to do it. You know,
And what Andy told me this morning, she says, you know, our initial thought was a working group or a subcommittee of the South Bay and San Francisco Roundtable, which
is what we talked about here too.
Yeah, make it, you know, and if that's the easier and they say feel comfortable doing that, and that they would have influence and a platform to express their concerns and ideas in a subcommittee working group, that's fine. And then that group reports back to the roundtable, and then action can be.
Yeah. One thing about that too is then public meetings would be more local. So I'm just thinking that the number of people that would have to travel, which I think they would,
and they have.
So then that's going to mean that our meetings are longer and longer because you don't want to cut off the public. You want to
still have. I'll just have a lot of ice cream at my house, that's all.
That's not legal.
But you know, Mauricio is a great example. They're here now. They've been coming to our meetings.
You don't think they would get more?
No.
I mean, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. The same
That's
group.
A trip, I have to say. That's dedication.
Trip, but, yeah, they
the one you have seen under so many hundreds of areas.
They
live in my community. Yes,
so it's worth it. Yeah. So I think it'll be the same folks.
Okay.
Very active already.
And then the unspoken one, I don't know about your communities, but I know that a lot of times things are going swimmingly when the attorneys have their say. I'm like, oh. What?
Well, actually, that segues to a question that I had, which is, in addition to the fact of the expansion of the two seats, what details of that would you need guidance on before going into legal language? For example, would those two seats have the same contribution?
Financial
contribution.
Absolutely.
Is the same.
Yeah.
Well, but San Mateo County
is bigger.
Is bigger.
Right. Well, partly
are they counties, are they cities?
Exactly. Right.
And then I had another logistical question about that.
How big is the delta between county and cities? Do you know?
I think it's twice.
The
what? The difference between the delta, the difference between.
They all pay $750.
You pay nothing. We pay a lot.
So the original agreement is each city is supposed to pay $1,500 and the county pays $12,000. But since 2011, we've been doing the half rate, and every time I've been bringing the budget, it stays there. I will be trying to raise that for February. But so we've been paying, so everybody's been paying half of that. So it's been $750 for the last few years.
And Daly City dropped out.
And Daly City dropped out and came back in. Mm-hmm. And then, so the county's at six instead of 12,000. So, so I would imagine it would be the same structure, but again, that would be something that, again, in that interim of when we're doing the text amendment.
But I think it's that. Seems to me to be a round table decision point.
Oh, yeah, I
so
agree.
The first decision point is, do you add two seats? The second decision point is, are those seats classified as a county or
county
city
or
relative
city.
To that?
Yep.
And then I had another question about that.
James, I'm curious. The county portion, do they have a dedicated revenue stream that covers theirs? For example, the airport's now getting their portion of the gas tax. But the county is going to get TOT from the new hotel. Can that money be dedicated to Roundtable, or does it go somewhere else?
We have it as a budget line item somewhere, Anne. That's just
having just had a discussion about hotels and our concern that when that new hotel opens, it's going to take from San Bruno and Millbrae and Burlingame unless we keep occupancy really high. Just throwing that out there.
James, I have a question. What does San Francisco pay?
And they've got two seats.
Exactly.
They've got the mayor's office,
San Francisco
and they've
pays.
Got the supervisor. Do they pay for both?
But the air, they are
they
the
are
airport.
Part of the airport.
Airport pays the boatload.
They're both. They should. No, the mayor's office is the airport.
You may
Well, how about the mayor? Yeah,
the mayor appoints the airport commission, which runs the airport. So
got
I think
it.
That's why there's a mayoral.
Okay.
Do they
that's
pay?
Why the mayor
do we
has
know?
A seat. Okay.
Do they actually pay then anything into this?
No. So when we invoice,
the
they don't. But we invoice the airport.
That's right. So it's coming through the airport for San Francisco.
Yes.
It pays the lion's share.
Which pays the lion's share.
How much is the lion's share?
It's a lot. It's like the entire budget.
Practically.
But it's a very good question.
Of the SFO.
Linda, I think it is a very good question. And so
my point about raising it now is that
discussing,
seems to me it should be discussed at the February meeting as a detail so that when James is working with county council on textual amendments that you all have to approve in your individual cities.
It's included.
Or at least, because it's a change to the bylaws. So what are the bylaws going to speak to that? And are there any other status issues, meaning what is the status of a member of the roundtable? Like you're appointed from your council as roundtable rep with an alternate.
Right.
they have this, what if there, will there be a third alternate because they're such a bigger,
right.
I don't know, I'm just saying, is there any other technical issue related to the bylaws that would need to be in the textual language that we should agendize for February as opposed to waiting until April?
Right.
I don't know what those are, I'm just throwing that out there.
We should hold another meeting.
I agree, in between.
I do.
So here's the interesting thing, James, too, is it, when you make the decision every year, and I know it's in the budget because I've been, we participated in that, to only charge half rates.
That was when the economy was different and there wasn't any next gen.
Right.
2011.
Right. And are you suggesting that we may be going back up closer to our full load this year?
I think I tried to do that 2 years ago.
To go back.
And everyone was, and I just
can you just
I just kept it, but ideally I'd like to put us right back into place. I know that the airport does pay a majority of the funding, but I would like the flexibility to as part of our contract, we're supposed to have a half-time admin person, and I internally I'm trying to get that settled, but I would like to bring that back to be able to have some more staff.
Yeah.
Because when you ask the question about bandwidth and everything, adding two doesn't concern me too greatly, but it is a little extra point of coordination that an admin person that we need to be having anyways needs to happen. So, and
yeah.
I think even absent of membership expansion, nurse, I think I've mentioned it many times, a host of things I've been wanting to take care of for the group
but
in its current state, that would happen. So anyways, to answer your question, my goal is to put this right back to our regular contributions.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which is reasonable. I mean, I think, given all the things that are on our plate, are on the round
the
table.
The question is very serious.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the economy.
Okay. And I don't
except
have
the unfunded liabilities and pensions.
If you know, to me, there's a logic that if it's at the county level, potentially they get charged at that level. You know, if the county supervisors.
Yeah, I just throw that out
no,
there.
But I'm just thinking it,
yeah.
Sort of thinking out loud.
If you're, then you're,
yeah, then your county.
But are there any other, I guess, decision points related to a member? Like what it means, the responsibilities and obligations of a member that besides there's a financial contribution and there's a show up and quorum.
Yeah.
Responsibility,
yeah.
What else? Is there any? Maybe not, but throw that out.
Okay. All right. We'll know more after the January 25th, and you can, Bert, if you're still on and you're going to show up, we will make sure that what we say is appropriate. Bert? I think. Are you going?
Are you there, Bert?
I think he jumped off.
Because a couple of people jumped off.
That was an important conversation. What are we, chocolate?
Okay.
Well, I'll relay that to.
Yeah.
We have a call with him in a few hours.
Okay. Anybody else want to make one final last comment before we end this meeting?
Thank you.
Okay.
On the 25th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And
right.
Ames.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That sounded like
I know.